Now, when you were young, also, B.B. King had a big influence on you.
Absolutely. B.B. King, to the point where we played in Memphis at this club one time, and this lady told my dad, because I used to play a lot of B.B. King.
Right.
And she suggested to my dad that they call me B.B. King Jr. So that stuck with me for a while. You know,
now, did you ever have a chance to play with B.B.?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, let me see, the last time I actually played with him, I think, was, it was at the State Theater.
Okay.
When they was having one of their blues series. This has been a while ago, though.
State Theater in Kalamazoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I see him whenever I can, man, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's really up there in age now, man, and we've lost some great people, man, you know
definitely.
What I mean? And so, you know, I just love him for who he is. I mean,
he's got a great energy to
him. Yeah,
work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a nice guy. I mean, he's just, you know, they don't get any better than B.B.
I agree. Now, yeah. You had one of your first big real opportunities with Albert King.
Yeah.
Albert was a huge influence on Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
How did you come to run into Albert King, and how did that all happen?
Well, my dad, we was playing a show over in Chicago, and the next night we was playing somewhere in Gary, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Albert must have saw us in Chicago, and Albert used to spend a lot of time in Gary, you know.
Okay.
And I think he might have had a girlfriend or something hanging
out. One or two there, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, we'd always see his bus parked down somewhere, you know. So, but anyway, he came over to Gary the next day, and we played, and I think that was a Sunday morning or either Saturday. He had asked my dad about me playing with him. He needed, mm-hmm. you know, he thought that I was, you know, I did love the music, you know.
Sure.
So, and my dad thought it would be a good, you know, a good opportunity for me. So, my dad said, go pack your clothes. I'm going to take you to the bus. They're leaving out the next day. So.
Sure.
So that's how that happened. And that was in 72.
Okay.
Yeah, 71, 72. I just came out of high school. I think I was 17 when I actually started playing
okay.
with them. So
okay.
It just worked out that way, man. And then after playing with Albert for about 3 years, 2.5, 3 years,
mm-hmm.
I just started feeling that it's time for me to move on and to do something else, you know? Had always had in back of my mind of doing something with my family, with my
right.
dad and my brothers, you know. So what I did is I quit playing with Albert, and but Albert, that was a great experience. That was my first experience playing with such a guy like
what
that.
What type of an influence and impact did he have on your playing?
Oh man, he told my dad, he said, Big Daddy, don't worry about him. I treat him like he's my son.
Sure.
And everywhere we go, he introduced me as his son. He really
that's
would,
real
man.
Nice.
And so Albert, though, I'm one of those kind of persons, if I'm going to get involved in a thing, I'm going to be all the way involved.
Sure.
So after being with him for about 6 months, he made me his band leader,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I enjoyed playing rhythm, but he would, like, tell me to play some lead sometime, you know. And he would.
Were you nervous?
Well, you know, it's like I didn't have time to be nervous, man. You just go and play.
Jump in.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So, but that was an experience for me, man. And I'll always, I mean, I've had respect for the man, you know, forever because he's like a godfather to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but when we played the Montrose festival over in Switzerland,
right?
And on that show, he introduces me kind of like as his son, and he lets me play. I must have played about a 3-minute solo, you know.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and it was just a great experience. I'd never been out of the country before until I started playing with him, you know, and so I got a real good taste of what the music business is really like, you know. And
was it what you expected?
Pretty much.
Is that good or bad?
No. No, I know one thing. I remember the morning we had to leave from the Montrose, all the guys from Can Heat, you know, and it was just a bunch of people, man, on the floor of the hotel when I was there, man.
Right.
So we partied all night, man, and so I know that I remember somebody shaking me to wake me up because, you know, it was time for us to go. And I finally come to myself, it was Albert, like, hey, man, you better be ready. We leaving here in 20 minutes. So, you know, I mean, at 17, 18 years old, bro, you know, but it was a great experience. And and I love that man, you know what I mean?
So, sure.
Yeah, so.
So you're in the blues world, and then the next thing you know, little ways down the line, you're in reggae with Bob Marley, Peter Tosh. Who came first, Tosh or Marley?
Well, actually, when I quit with Albert, I went back to Indiana, mm-hmm. and my brother Ralph had came out of the Air Force, and so I thought about us doing something, and the guy that used to play bass with Albert when I first joined his band, he was over in England, and some kind of way he called me, and he must have been just feeling the same thing I did. He was like, hey man, let's get together and do something.
Sure.
So he came back to the States, and my brother and I, we just started doing some writing.
Okay.
And we took Amtrak from Gary, Indiana, Fifth Avenue, to Manhattan.
Okay.
With a cassette in my pocket.
It's quite a trip.
Yeah. And we started knocking on record company doors.